Premier Doug Ford was in Bradford on Wednesday to announce the start of construction on a bridge that will cross over the future Bradford bypass. Ford was joined by York Simcoe MPP and Minister of Transportation Caroline Mulroney to make the announcement. When our government said we would reduce gridlock and connect communities here in the Golden Horseshoe, we meant it, said Ford. In April, we awarded the contract to build the bridge over the Bradford bypass, and today I'm thrilled to stand here with our partners to see construction start. Shovels are in the ground. We're getting it done for the GTA families. The bridge we're building here will be a critical part of the Bradford bypass. The bypass will connect Highway 400 and Highway 404 in Simcoe County and York Region. During construction, it's estimated to contribute $274 million in annual real GDP and support 2,640 jobs per year on average in the transportation, engineering, construction and supply chain industries. Whether you're a commuter trying to get home to the family or a trucker trying to get goods to market, the Bradford bypass will be a game changer for the people of the GTA, said Ford. Our government is investing $86.6 billion over the next decade to build transportation and infrastructure right across Ontario. That includes not only the Bradford bypass, but Highway 413 because, right now, over 300,000 commuters in York, Peel and Halton regions endure gridlock every day. As Ontario's population continues to grow, we need to be ready. The government says motorists and commercial truck drivers are anticipated to experience significant savings in travel time when using the Bradford bypass compared to using existing routes along local roads, saving commuters up to 35 minutes per trip. People in Bradford and across Simcoe County have been waiting for any kind of progress, and that's why I'm so thrilled everyone is here today to mark the official start of construction on the bypass, said Mulroney. Gridlock is a problem that continues to cripple drivers across Ontario, and it doesn't just hurt people's quality of life, it hurts our economy, too. If our transport trucks are trapped in gridlock, this prevents goods from getting to market quickly and stops us from realizing Ontario's full potential. Gridlock is not just going to disappear, and neither is commercial traffic. I'm so proud we're moving full speed ahead on this project. A project-specific assessment of environmental impacts in accordance with Ontario Regulation 697/21 for the project is underway and is expected to be completed in 2023, and the bridge project is expected to be completed by late 2024. Our government has been committed to protecting the health of Lake Simcoe since we were elected. We saved the North Gwillimbury Forest and added hundreds of acres back to the Greenbelt, said Mulroney. Our government has the health of Lake Simcoe top of mind, and as we move forward with the bypass, it will continue to be. We're updating the environmental assessment process, and there are over a dozen studies that are being done now. We want to make sure we comply with all environmental rules and regulations. We have a very robust environmental assessment process in place in Ontario, and we're going to continue to meet those standards. Bradford West Gwillimbury Mayor Rob Keffer applauded the government's actions in moving forward with a long-awaited project he says everybody on council is excited to see take its first steps. I'm a longtime resident of Bradford West Gwillimbury and, like many of our citizens, I've experienced the traffic congestion around our core urban settlement areas, he said. The fact is our municipality is growing at an extraordinary rate, and we require infrastructure to support this growth. This bypass is a crucial piece of infrastructure for Bradford West Gwillimbury. Increasing travel options, improving the movement of goods, and ensuring our residents can spend less time on the road and more time with their families is so important. I share in the excitement of our residents and our neighbors to see the Bradford bypass move forward into the next phase. As Bradford West Gwillimbury continues to grow, council sees the bypass as an opportunity to help shape the town and provide a better future for its residents. I am thrilled to hear that this project is finally moving ahead, thanks to the work of Premier Ford and Minister Mulroney, said Cowan. Jonathan Scott, chair of the Downtown Bradford Revitalization Committee. This much-needed piece of infrastructure for our growing community will divert regional traffic away from our residential neighborhoods, allowing the town of Bradford West Gwillimbury to transform our main street into a walkable, pedestrian and business-friendly downtown shopping and dining district.